Good morning, everyone. Thank you for sticking it out. Happy Wednesday of APHA, yay. It's been a marathon week, so hopefully this presentation is engaging and you guys can grab a few pieces of knowledge to take on the road with you home. So we will be discussing, as Jackie said, methods for locating, surveying, and supporting community health workers. And we will have an interactive component, so get ready for that. And as she also mentioned, this was really born out of a conversation at last APHA and subsequent meetings and phone calls that we've had to convene and share ideas around survey methods and really build knowledge and leverage resources around these ideas. We have no disclosures to share. And these are our three learning objectives for today. So we hope you can walk out with a little bit more understanding about survey methods and some of the issues around around surveying community health workers. So as we all know, the demand for information about community health workers is increasing as this unique workforce really gains visibility and recognition from the public health and healthcare sectors. So by show of hands, how many of you have been asked about the number of community health workers in your state? Yes. How many of you have been asked about how much community health workers get paid? Yeah. And so these are questions we get all the time. And so as a small group, we've been talking about the questions and how to actually ask them and answer them and do it well. There have been numerous surveys conducted, but the field sort of lacks a specific survey technique and other methods for gaining access to CHWs. And we felt like it was imperative to start sharing methodological approaches to surveying and understand that there are challenges that exist in identifying who is part of the workforce and how the workforce chooses to define itself. That's not to say that there haven't been many, many surveys conducted of CHWs. Many of you in the room have done this. These are three examples of national surveys, starting with the 1998 National Community Health Advisor Survey, which Lee Rosenthal and Noelle Wiggins led. Also, the 2007 HRSA survey, Carl Rush up here, was at the forefront of that. And then most recently in 2014, the National Community Health Advisor Study, which SAM and the University of Arizona led. And so there is a lot of work going on with that. And there are also dozens of surveys administered by local CHW groups, researchers, and others who have gauge the workforce's impact in a specific area or have sought information about the CHW's roles. Additionally, CHWs received a standard occupational classification through the Bureau of Labor Statistics in 2010. And through census data, the federal government has really attempted to track CHWs nationally, which provides another source of data and information. The types of surveys really depend, as you can see here, on the questions and audience that you're trying to address, and we will be giving examples later of these different types of surveys. There are numerous ways, and we all know this, to deliver surveys. We've brainstormed some ideas about best practices for online surveys, but would love to hear from you all as well. Online surveys being distributed through CHW networks, but challenges exist if there is no network in your state or area. Employers and health departments can do that as well. And then as there's also opportunities for face-to-face surveying and working with community health workers as data collectors or survey distributors. We also know that this work is really important. Surveying and working with community health workers helps us share information about who community health workers are with other stakeholders that might not be as familiar with this work. It helps us identify where community health workers are in clinical or community-based settings. It helps us to get information about what community health workers want to see on agendas and to move things forward. It helps us to connect CHWs to programs and gather resources for them to be working at the highest capacity. And also it helps to make a case for sustainability with policymakers. And so next, Jackie is going to be sharing some of her own experience as a community health worker with challenges that she's experienced in surveying.
Okay, thank you, Caitlin. So in the state of Connecticut in 2012-2013, we had a survey that was done. It was twofold. One was to identify the CHW workforce, and the second was for employers. As part of this survey, this survey was designed by Southwestern AHEC. They collaborated with students from Yale and designed this survey. We had 43 community health workers in our state that responded to the survey and 97 employers. So the challenge, two barriers, big barriers that we saw in our state of Connecticut, number one was self-identification. As you all know, we as community health workers, we have many titles. We're either outreach workers, promotoras de salud. So many in our state didn't even know that they were community health workers. So that was a barrier that we still continue to deal with in terms of identification in our state. In terms of using an online survey, the challenge with that is that for many of us who are frontline workers and are out in the community, we don't have access to computers when we're doing our work. A majority of our work is grassroots. So that was another challenge that we faced as well. And then finally, soft money. The reality of that is that many times when you're working in an organization, the grant does not cover things like supplies, having a computer, or there's challenges with having the tools that you need in order to gain more information and develop professionally to be able to go to conferences and so on and so forth. So there's the fear of doing a survey when you're working with a grant-funded program and saying anything negative in terms of the employer because of the fact that job security is an issue. And another barrier as well is the attitudes that employers have towards CHWs, which impacts their professional development and access to it. So those were some of the issues that we dealt with in our state in terms of our survey, and we're still trying to grapple with them. So that's all I have.
So for the next few minutes, Sherry and Sam will be leading us through an interactive activity. So.
All right, so we have, I didn't get to see your hands, but I'm sure everybody is trying to figure out their workforce state by state. And so we want to put it out to you and try to crowdsource figuring out the best ways to do this, the best ways to do this. So we talked about kind of three main surveys that go on in our states and at the national level. Those first one is workforce enumeration studies. So where's the workforce? Who's the workforce? Describing the workforce. The second one is employer surveys. Where are they employed? What kind of programs do CHWs engage in? And the third one right now is really around health systems. So health systems. How are community health workers integrated into the health system? So we want to put it out to you all, and you can choose. We're going to take the next four minutes, kind of get with your little team. You can just turn to whoever's near you, and we want you to think about two questions. You can pick one of these scenarios, depending on what's on your mind. Do you want to talk to CHWs, you want to talk to employers, or you want to talk to health systems? Think about, within a little team, how will you go about conducting that survey? What would you do? How would you do that, depending on that audience? And the second question we wanted to ask you is, what are the challenges that you anticipate in conducting such a survey with that population? So just any ideas that you have, kind of get together with people that are around you, pick one of those topics and answer those two questions, and we'll come back and we'll kind of brainstorm together. And there's a prize at the end. There's a prize at the end. Survey now.
Clap if you can hear me.
Clap
twice.
Clap
three times.
Excellent.
Well, Jackie. That was Jackie.
Thank you.
All right. So if you were a group that chose the first scenario, you are a CHW and a member of the newly CHW Association. CHWs in the room.
Could somebody give me what they thought about that? How would you go about conducting the survey? Can I hear from a CHW on that? Anybody? How would you go about surveying your friends, your coworkers that are out there in the community, because you have such amazing things going on in your world and you want to share that? How would you get them together? Anybody? Hand up. Thank you. Paola? So creating champions, CHW champions that get the information and share the information. Excellent. What gets in the way of that? Why, you know, what stops you from doing that?
There's one.
Yeah, question behind.
The one behind?
Yeah.
Okay.
Switch,
yep.
Switch
person
it up.
Behind. Thanks, Paul. The conference, right? That is the quintessential question, is how do we self-identify? How do we know that who's a community health worker and who's not? How do you overcome that? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Overcoming it is just advocating more, whether you're a navigator, educator, just actually knowing the different roles that you fit in. So you may be a community worker in one setting and you're advocating in that.
So sure. So understanding of the different titles, and we're all in this together as community health workers. Awesome. So I'm going to move into the next scenario. State Health Department, that's where I'm from, has asked for more information about who's employing CHWs in your state. All right, folks, I'm the State Health Department. Who is employing CHWs in your state? Anybody for that one? How would you go about conducting that survey? How about barriers to that one? Work with CHWs in order to inform reimbursement strategies. How do we find out while health systems are working with CHWs specifically around reimbursement? Where would you start? You went to who was in your network, your friends, and asked them because you figured they would answer you. And you already identified the barrier that limited who you had information from. So What did you guys do any brainstorming or debriefing post-survey to find out, like, how do we get to the rest of these people? If that's the barrier, we only got some. Yeah. How do we get to the rest?
So then from there, we did an online survey and felt like that had a lot more reach.
Okay. To the systems in particular. So in this case, we're surveying health systems as opposed to CHWs, which you may need more grassroots personal. But health systems online works. You got good reach.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest challenge was getting people to answer, so that was high.
Mm-hmm. So that was just a little summary of what some of you, the conversations were like. I bet they were very rich. And, you know, follow up. Keep working doing this work. And Sam's going to go over what we know about this.
So some of the challenges, which way are we going here? There we go. Overcoming some of the challenges. So we talked a lot about titles and being able to create a survey or create a questionnaire or whatever you're using that a community health worker could identify themselves as. This is for me. This is for me. So we did talk about that. We have 2 minutes, so I'm going to go really quick. I think the main message, I'm not going to talk about all that stuff. The main message that we have is it's about social networks, right? It's about working very closely with community health workers and working very closely with community health worker associations to really inform and figure out the best way to get to community health workers if you're doing a community health worker survey. So working really closely with that association. If that association doesn't exist, then there's other kinds of strategies that you can use, but you can always reach out to another association, a neighboring association, and kind of figure out how they did it. The other thing is figure out what's been done, and this is the prize that Ashley's going to talk about. Figure out what's been done. So what we've done across our states, in terms of our national and our state surveys, is pulled together all of the surveys that we've used and other people have used in one place, and so we'll make sure that you have access to that. And so really thinking about what's already been done and what do we already know. And I think those are the only two things I want to say. Work, embed yourself with your association if that's possible, because they are going to direct the way that you do it and they are going to facilitate the way that you do it and make sure that it is in line with their goals and their missions. And so there's a lot of people I know in Texas that are constantly contacting our good friend Beverly about surveying this and surveying that and surveying this, and so it becomes burdensome sometimes when you have many people that want to talk to the workforce. And so we all think that we should just be kind of really working in concert with each other so that we maximize and we don't overburden CHWs and employers and health plans in terms of asking the same questions over and over.
And finally, last but not least, the prize, because we are community health workers and community health worker advocates and allies, we have a prize for everyone, which is that all of our surveys that we have previously used are available on a Dropbox folder, and we want them to be available to everyone. If you have any surveys, please send them to Caitlin Allen. Her email address is on here. We'll make sure that they're available to everyone so that we can learn from what already exists and you're not reinventing the wheel. And also keep in mind that surveys are used for policy development. So if you're interested in policy, see me, and you can join us on the CHW Policy Committee. And that's it.
The sexy policy committee.